So there you have it. That completes the linguistics portion of the NLP Practitioner Certification Home Study Program. So what are you going to do with your new linguistic skills? Remember what I said right at the start of this CD? You can use neurolinguistics in every single area of your life. Everywhere where it's okay to have a conversation with someone, you can use your new linguistic skills. So start out by really listening to what people are saying. Switch off your mind reads and listen purely to the presuppositions in their speech. Then if you're working with someone who wants to make some change in some way, work with your own presuppositions in your language to assist someone in changing their internal representations and their model of the world from where they are right now to where they want to be. Then practice with your chunking. Maybe there'll be a time where you need to assist someone in chunking up to enable them to get the bigger picture, the concept if they're stuck in the detail. Other times you might have the opposite. Maybe you're working with someone who's very big picture, very conceptual, but they really need to get down into the detail if they're going to take some action. Other times in business, maybe you'll face a particular problem, and you can use your lateral chunking to discover what the bigger problem is, and then chunk down a different route for creative problem solving. Then there's the Milton model. Listen out for the most exquisite Milton model patterns that you hear. Maybe on the radio, on TV, in books or magazines that you're reading, or from the people around you. Remember to identify which Milton model pattern it is and make a note of it on the appropriate page in your manual, so you get an increasing library of Milton model patterns. Then you can experiment using Milton model patterns yourself, assisting people in beginning to transform their model of the world to having more of what they want and more choice in their lives. Then there's the meta model. Maybe somebody you're working with in business, or a student, or a client, you really need to be able to get the deep structure from them to be able to assist them in getting the result. Use the meta model to assist them in doing that. Remember though, remember the rapport and remember the softening frames as you're using those very probing questions. If you're lucky, maybe you'll be asked to negotiate between two parties. Be a mediator. So you get to experiment with your group rapport, using the agreement frame, chunking up so that both people agree, and then chunking back down again to a point where they can take agreed action to move forwards in their relationship. And finally, we've got transformational metaphors. Remember, everybody loves stories. So begin to weave and craft transformational metaphors that again can assist other people, whether it's on a one-to-one basis or a one-to-many basis if you're a trainer or a teacher, that will enable people to begin to realize that they're capable of so much more than they previously thought, that there's choice where they thought that there wasn't, and that they're able to create their universe just the way they want it. By doing that over a period of time, and significantly shorter time than you currently think, you'll become an exquisite master of neuro-linguistics.